Thank you. Good morning. Before I proceed, I would like to acknowledge my co-authors. One of them is here in the room, Jennifer Bleck and Elizabeth Wesley. This study on knowledge and use of emergency contraception globally was motivated by the fact that there's a lot of speculation about who's using emergency contraception and how frequently they're using it. There's a lot of very sensational media reports about young women popping EC like it's candy. But despite the fact that dedicated EC packages have been around since the mid-1990s, and despite considerable donor programmatic manufacturing and advocacy efforts to increase access and use of emergency contraception, there's little population-based evidence about the success of EC introduction or uptake in developing countries. There are a few exceptions with population-based data from very small areas such as a city. And the existing studies that we have come from small non-random samples from, for example, we have information on pharmacy clients from Kenya, Jamaica, and Ghana. And other studies come from healthcare facilities such as abortion clinics, OBGYN outpatient clinics, and primary healthcare facilities. And these are in countries such as Honduras, Mexico, Egypt, and China. So in this study, we aim to address these gaps in knowledge using population-based data. And our aims were to describe the proportion of women with knowledge of emergency contraception, describe the proportion of women who have ever used emergency contraception, and we aim to investigate characteristics at the individual, household, and community levels that are associated with both knowledge and use of EC. We looked at data from 45 countries around the world, and the data used in this analysis came from demographic and health surveys. Now, as most of you in the room know, the DHS surveys have been implemented in over 90 countries, and they collect data on population, health, and nutrition. In the women's questionnaire, which is administered to women between the ages of 15 and 49, they ask a question since 1999 about knowledge and use of emergency contraception. So all women are asked about knowledge, and only those ever having reported having had sex we include in our analysis on EC use. So we summarized individual country rates of knowledge and use, and then we performed multivariate logistic regression to examine characteristics associated with these two outcomes at the country-specific level. So our outcomes, each woman was asked to name the methods of contraception that she knows about, and then if any of them were omitted from her list, then she was prompted with a short description and asked if she'd ever heard about the specific method. Then for each method that every woman had indicated that she was aware of, she was then asked about her use of that particular method. In our multivariate regression, the characteristics that we're examining were marital status, so never married versus currently married or partnered and formerly married. We look at age, education, household wealth, and urban and rural status. In preliminary models, we also examined religion, but we did not find very many significant differences by religious affiliation, so in favor of more parsimonious models and to increase comparability across countries, we left religion out of our models. So the countries that we examined are here. We have 24 countries from Africa, 8 countries from Asia, 7 countries from Europe and West Asia, and 6 countries from Latin America. This slide here shows you the percentage of women in the countries we examined in Africa that have ever heard about emergency contraception. You can see that the range goes from 1.62% in Chad to 40.12% in Kenya. In the remaining regions, those ranges go from about 3% in East Timor to about 29% in the Maldives. In Europe and West Asia, which is in the center of this graphic, the range is about 5% in Azerbaijan to about 49% in Ukraine. And then finally, on the right side, Latin America, the range goes from 13% in Haiti to 66% of women in Colombia have ever heard about emergency contraception. Next, we have a percentage of women among those who have ever been sexually active in these countries who have ever used emergency contraception. And this slide is for Africa. We see that the rates range from 0.04% in Chad to 3.54% in Ghana of women ever using emergency contraception. In the remaining regions, in Asia, the range goes from 0.07% in East Timor to 0.89% of women using emergency contraception in Pakistan. In Europe and West Asia, it ranges from 0.5% in Azerbaijan to 5.75% in Ukraine. And finally, in Latin America and the Caribbean, it ranges from 0.35% of women in Haiti to 12.21% of women in Colombia. Now, we ran 45 regressions for each of these outcomes. So instead of overwhelming you with odds ratios and confidence intervals and tables, what I've done for you here is I've very briefly summarized the characteristics that were positively or negatively associated with EC knowledge on this slide and use on the next slide. So what you're looking at is red is positively associated and significant, so the odds ratios were greater than one with the characteristics listed at the bottom and knowledge of emergency contraception. And the numbers represent the number of country regressions in which these odds ratios were significant. So for example, for knowledge of emergency contraception in 14 countries, having never been married was negatively associated with ever having heard of emergency contraception. And the reverse was true in 4 countries. Results were somewhat mixed for formerly married. And in 22 countries, women who had completed primary education were more likely to know about emergency contraception than those with no education or incomplete primary. So here you can see a clear socioeconomic gradient with respect to both education and wealth. We see that in almost all countries, except for 4 countries, women in the richest quintile, according to household wealth, were more likely to know about emergency contraception than those in the poorest quintile. And we see in only 6 countries did women in urban settings have higher rates of knowledge than women in rural settings. And this slide here is the same, but for the second outcome, use of emergency contraception. However, because of the extremely low rates of use in several countries, we were only able to examine these regressions for 35 of the 45 countries. So we see that in 10 of the countries studied, women who had never been married were more likely than those currently married to have ever used emergency contraception. We see somewhat mixed results between primary and no education levels. And then we see that in many countries, women with higher levels of education were more likely to have ever used EC. And only in 4 countries were women in urban areas more likely than women in rural areas to have used EC. So overall, we found that usage rates were very low in all regions. Now, we might want to compare this to some sort of benchmark. It's hard to know what is an ideal rate of use of emergency contraception. In an ideal world, we would hope that that rate would be zero because we would hope that women aren't finding themselves in a situation where they need to use EC. However, in the real world, we know that it can help prevent unplanned pregnancies in many situations. So if you compare it to countries where EC have been available for longer and are presumably more widely available, so for example, in France, EC has been available since the 90s, and 17% of women there have used EC at some point in their life. And here in the US, where we know that EC is also widely available, though we know that there are barriers to access. About 11% of U.S. women have used EC at some point in their life. So we see that in most of our countries, the rate of use is well below 3%. The rates of knowledge are also low. So for example, in 30 out of 45 countries, fewer than 1 in 5 women have ever even heard of emergency contraception. And the highest rates of knowledge are in Latin America and the Caribbean. So overall, we see that the lowest rates of use were in Africa and Asia. These regions are also the regions among those studies with the highest total fertility rates. So there could be a mix of factors going on here. It could indicate the lower usage rates could indicate increased preference for number of children. It could also indicate ambivalence regarding preventing pregnancy, or, of course, lack of access to these methods. And when we think about policies and programs to increase knowledge and use of emergency contraception, it's also important to take into consideration the macro-level factors that play into individual women's knowledge and use of these methods. So, for example, when it comes to EC, other factors affecting knowledge and use include registration and availability of brands in country, pharmacists' willingness to provide EC, particularly to young and unmarried women, and the programmatic activities of large organizations. So our study fills important gaps in knowledge surrounding who's using EC and who knows about it, and it has a couple of limitations. More recent surveys might indicate higher levels of knowledge and use. The DHS are implemented every 4 to 5 years, so in some countries we may see higher rates now. We were not able to examine frequency of use, but from some recent work by people at FHI 360 have examined frequency of use in Nigeria and Kenya. And in summary, programs should seek to target lower income, younger, and women from rural areas, although we see that usage and knowledge rates are low across broad spectrums of the population.